What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
CBS, Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The American economy in August. It's vacation time. It's time to bring in the crops. It's time for farmers markets. It's also time to talk about inflation coming down or performing better thanks to the Federal Reserve hiking 11 times in the last year. Jim McTague, former Washington editor of Barron's Magazine. He's in Lancaster County, the front line of the front line of agriculture America. He's surrounded by Amish farms. Really good food. At the same time, everybody worries about inflating prices at the gas pump and at the grocery or farmer's market. Now, those two prices are cut out of what is called the core rate. So, Jim, I come to you. The markets want to always talk about the core rate. Why? What does that tell them? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. I mean, the argument is that some prices like rents and gasoline are too volatile to give us an accurate picture of the direction of inflation or deflation. So if you back them out and you concentrate on a smaller basket of goods, you're going to get a more accurate picture. I don't buy it because most of us are at the gas pump all the time. We're at the supermarket all the time. And we all have mortgages or pay the rent. So that when we hear the economists saying that the rate of inflation is decreasing, that may be so, but for us it's happening marginally, and we don't feel it. I think that explains why there is a difference of opinion between Joe beer drinker out, you know, at the shopping mall, and you know, Dr. Feelgood at the Fed.
Well, let's go to what I have observed this last week is that a tick up in gasoline prices, 10 cents. This is Western Connecticut, up to $3.89. Have you seen a change in Lancaster?
Oh, yeah. We're up to about $3.90 a gallon now. And the last time I filled up, I try not to drive too much. I paid $3.60 something. So it's, for me, it's a gigantic jump. You know, and if you look at AAA, the national average now is 3.84, and last month it was $3.54. So we've had a 30-cent jump in the average rate of regular gas. And if you use premium, God bless you. I hope you have a good money manager.
Let's go to the farmers market. Have you seen any change in those prices? And what about that corn, Jim?
Oh, you know, Lancaster County is famous for its sweet corn. I have visitors from your state, Connecticut, this weekend, and they had me go out early and stock up on sweet corn so they can take it back with them. The prices at the farm markets are actually far superior to the supermarket. I mean, I go to a guy right next to his fields, and I get onions the size of baseballs for like $3 for $2. I get five peppers, green peppers the size of softballs for a couple dollars. And you know, you get three quarts of beans, string beans. The string beans are as long as shoelaces for a couple of dollars. So it's a wonderful time to be in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, if you're a vegetarian. If you go to the supermarket, on the other hand, and you're buying meat or chicken, the prices are still enough to make your eyeballs spin.
And the economy in general, Jim, shows us that the jobs increase, even though they're not as increasing as dramatically they were in 22 coming off the pandemic. And the consumer continues to spend money. I don't know whether a very cautious consumer, but the spending has not dropped off. So what about the Federal Reserve's challenge? Cooling the economy apparently means going along with jobs and consumerism. Is that okay with the Fed?
It can't be okay with the Fed, because the higher wages will fuel more inflation. I mean, there are fewer, there's still jobs out there. There just aren't as many. So it's harder to find one than it was before. But the Atlanta Fed has a model that looks at what the GDP will be this quarter. And they say it's 4.1%, which is the economy is firing on all eight rocket engines. I mean, it's like an Elon Musk super booster. So that's got to fuel some inflation. So I think using the term that we're, you know, like considering the economy an airplane on a glide path to a soft landing is a bad metaphor. It's more like a tug of war. And the Fed right now is losing that tug of war a little bit. It's going to have to yank the rope a lot harder to get the inflation guys into the mud pit. So I think we're going to have at least one more rate hike sometime this year. They may skip the next one, but I think the statistics are going to show that although inflation is trending lower, it's trending lower more slowly.
It's an election year, Jim. Politicians spend money in election years. Is that going to change our direction starting, let's see, October?
I think it'll make the Fed more cautious. I think that's why they're going to pause to avoid political shell fire. And they'll raise again, but the statistics will clearly indicate that inflation is making a comeback. That's my prediction. And then the Fed will feel that it has some cover for raising rates and putting people out of work in an election year. But they will be very cautious. So if I'm an investor in the stock market and I see the Fed pausing, I'm going to take that pause with a grain of salt. I'm not going to take it as a bullish signal because politics are at play.
Now we move to the markets in general. You are a bear when it comes to equities, but recently you've been talking in the neighborhood, a bull for bonds. Is that correct?
It is. And I'm not selling my stock portfolio. I just don't believe in putting more money into this market because it's way overpriced. And I expect a panic correction where, you know, people run screaming to the fire exits. Bonds are great because, you know, the Fed eventually will strangle growth and interest rates will begin to fall. And, you know, 1 year treasuries are 5% right now. You're going to have a nice opportunity for capital gains as interest rates fall. And so I'm not in bonds for the long run. I'm in bonds for to get rich quick.
And the bond market right now is reflecting interest. It's been sleepy for a couple of years. Are you showing any indication of its direction?
I think people have gotten bullish on it more recently. It's so obvious that interest rates are high and that the stock market is weakening because they're, you know, the investors are equivocating on whether to be bullish or bearish because they're beginning to doubt themselves on the wisdom of assuming that the Fed is done raising rates.
My last contribution is my Tesla metric in Kent, Connecticut. Three Teslas mean people are feeling good. Two Teslas means they're confident. One Tesla's okay, but I report that there were no Teslas on Sunday last. I don't know what it means, but we'll see in the near future. Perhaps they're cautious. Jim McTague, former Washington editor of Barron's. He's in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. I'm John Patrick.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
The impact of myasthenia gravis symptoms can pile up. Plans getting rescheduled. Hobbies being left behind. Everyday tasks going unfinished. If MG keeps disrupting your life, the burden may be bigger than you realize. Learn how to assess and track the impact of your symptoms so you can talk about it with your healthcare team. Take the next step to better understand how MG symptoms may be impacting your life. Visit mgsymptomimpact.com.